This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a mysterious illness in Chechnya. The victims are children, mostly girls. What is happening?
But first, two men from Lodi, California, are on trial in Sacramento on terrorism-related charges. But the government's key witness is experiencing a credibility problem. Nassim Khan worked as an undercover FBI informant, befriending and taping conversations he had with the suspects. Those conversations formed the basis of the government's case. And now at the trial, Khan shocked the courtroom when he testified that he saw three top al-Qaeda figures in Lodi in the late 1990s, including Osama bin Laden's right-hand man, Ayman al-Zawahiri. But most experts, including those in the government, don't believe al-Zawahiri was anywhere near Lodi then, and that he hadn't been in the United States for years. Here to tell us more about this government witness, Nassim Khan, is LA Times reporter Roan Tempest. And Roan Tempest, first, tell us about the trial quickly. What are the two men accused of?
Well, the two men, father and son, the Lodi ice cream truck driver, Umar Hayat, who's 48, and his son, Hamid Hayat, who's 23, are charged with lying to the FBI about the younger Hayat's participation in a training camp in Pakistan in late 2003. And the younger Hayat is also charged with providing material support for terrorism by attending the camp.
And that charge was brought about mainly through conversations he had with the government informant Nassim Khan.
Well, I think that and his, quote, confession, close quote, that he uttered to FBI agents after several hours of interrogation.
Well, tell us more about Nassim Khan and how he was able to infiltrate the Lodi Muslim community.
Well, to understand Nassim Khan, you have to understand, well, you have to, before you want to know the who, you have to understand the why and the when. And the when was in the immediate aftermath of September 11th, when the FBI was being criticized for not having enough intelligence resources in Muslim communities. And the why was that, you know, they were under a lot of pressure to go out and find these resources. So in Bend, Oregon, where there aren't many Muslims, just a handful, the FBI agents came up with Nassim Khan and went by initially to interview him as a suspect, or at least as a resource in investigation of terrorism.
And so the FBI comes up to Bend, Oregon, interviews him, and rules him out as a suspect, and then they think, hey, he would make a good informant? Is that what happened?
Well, he was an eager interview for them, and I don't think they had many of those. And I think so. He was very open and eager. And after he was sort of dismissed as a suspect, he wanted to please the agents. He wanted to show his willingness to cooperate. So he began talking about his experiences at a mosque in Lodi, where he lived from 1998 to 99.
And so they thought, well, maybe Lodi is a hotbed of terrorist activity.
Well,
and
actually, the FBI reports are almost comical because he was so anxious to give them something to work with and so happy to be interviewed that he volunteered that he had seen the al-Qaeda number two, Zawahiri, in Lodi in 1998 and 99, and two other high-ranking al-Qaeda operatives at a time which they almost certainly wouldn't have been there. And the reports, he says he could tell that they were who they were because he recognized their accent as being Pashto from an area near Peshawar in northwest Pakistan. Of course, they're Arabs and don't speak Pashto. And even though there were a lot of other indicators that the report wasn't true, I think the FBI was impressed by his eagerness and willingness, and they saw him as somebody that they could control and use to their benefit in gathering intelligence and infiltrating the Muslim community in Lodi.
So as it stands now, Nassim Khan is still the government's star witness.
He's their star witness for sure. Yeah, and he's been a good witness on the stand, actually. I was joking with some of the FBI agents yesterday that he was doing a better job than they were on the stand. He's good-looking. He's keeps, you know, got great posture. He responds without any kind of emotion to the questions. He's been an excellent witness for them, I have to say, despite the absurdity of some of his claims.
LA Times reporter Roan Tempest, thank you.
You're welcome.